Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
What's up, Speak for Yourself listeners? It's your boy, Shea Sharp, co-host of FS1's Undisputed. I wanted to tell you about my new podcast, Club Shea Shea, where we always do something before two something. Each week, I sit down with a guest for a drink and conversation, and as host and proprietor of Club Shea Shea, I welcome in esteemed guests such as Snoop Dogg, Floyd Money Mayweather, LeVar Ball, Isaiah Thomas, just to mention a few. Whether I'm talking to an athlete, a musician, an actor, or a lifelong friend, Club Shea Shea is a place where people share inspiring and motivational stories about their journeys to prominence. The new episode drops every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to Club Shea Shea now and make sure you never miss a new episode. Now, back to Speak for Yourself.
Welcome to Speak for Yourself, Marcellus Wiley. I don't know, Merlot, wine, cognac.
It's a big day, Sal.
Oh, it's a big day?
It's a big day.
So why you wear your little suit? Preparing for your taxes? Need that PPP loan? Help a boy out. That's Emmanuel Otto in
my
the building.
My dog, clean as always. I know why you're excited.
All right, let's begin the show with breaking news out of
Eagles have reportedly traded Carson Wentz to the Colts in exchange for a 2021 third-round pick and a conditional 2022 second-round pick. The Colts now hope to finally have their long-term answer at quarterback, while the Eagles are hoping for addition by subtraction and that Jalen Hurts can help them get back to the playoffs and beyond. Acho, I know you're smiling. Let's see it. Who won the Carson Wentz trade, the Colts
or the Eagles?
Sal, is it still Black History Month?
It is. It's still March, right? February, the shortest month of the year?
You mean,
so shall I proclaim free at last, free at last? Thank God Almighty. Carson Wentz is free at last.
He ain't black, though.
I know, but I am.
Oh, okay.
Well, that counts.
That counts.
Hey,
1%. One drop rule. All right, go.
All right, people.
Let's go.
The Colts won this trade. Pains me to say a little bit because I'm an Eagles fan, but a Carson Wentz fan, so I'm torn. I'm split, right?
I'm
there's a paradigm there. I'm an Eagles fan because I played there, but a Carson Wentz fan because he's a friend. The Colts won this trade. Why did the Colts win this trade? Because listen to this. The success of the trade for the Eagles is dependent on Carson Wentz's success.
Let me hear that again. Let's go.
The success of the trade for the Eagles is dependent on Carson Wentz's success. Right now, the Colts have a third-round pick and a second-round pick, but that second-round pick becomes a first-round pick if Carson Wentz plays 70% of the snaps and the Colts make the playoffs, or if Carson Wentz plays 75% of the snaps. So once again, the Eagles need Carson Wentz to succeed so that they can have better success. Think about that for a second, big dog. If Carson Wentz plays better, then the Eagles win more. So just inherently off that knowledge, the Colts won the trade.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's it? So why are you still talking?
Just off that.
Why are you still talking?
Because that's my first layer.
Because
that's my first layer.
Okay.
Now, why else did the Colts win this trade? They were literally a big arm quarterback away. Literally.
Who?
Like, you watched the Colts this year.
Indianapolis?
Yes. You watched that game. What happened against your Bills? Colts had that. Why? Who had the ball?
Who?
With last possession. What happened? Colts. Phillip Rivers. He couldn't even throw the ball 15 yards down the field.
Oh, you gonna do that?
Literally. No disrespect to Phillip Rivers. You play with Phillip Rivers. Great guy.
The whole game they had 472 yards, no turnovers, but now you're gonna say the last
guy had to get down the field and couldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. He wanted to. The mind was willing, Marcel. What happened to the flesh? But the flesh
retired.
Was tired. Carson Wentz is now about to go to an organization with a top two running back under the age of 25. If you want to include 25, you got Christian McCaffrey, you got Saquon Barkley, you got Jonathan Taylor. For those of y'all that don't know the name Jonathan Taylor, 1,100 rushing yards last year, and he had 300 receiving yards. In college, dude was a beast. Just look up the highlights. You won't stop watching when you have free time. Now, I digress.
Yeah, you did.
You also have a top five offensive line. Quentin Nelson, a beast at left guard. My God. They do have to fix their left tackle issues. Costanzo retiring. Then you have young wide receivers. Michael Pittman, USC dude. T.Y. Hilton, an old, savvy veteran.
Yeah,
and then you also still have Paris Campbell. Been injured the first 2 years, but let's not forget he ran a 4.3 140. With all that said, Sal, you now get Carson Wentz, Colts. You need one big playmaking receiver and one left tackle. You get your left tackle in the draft. You get your playmaking receiver in free agency. I'm thinking Chris Godwin. And next thing you know, Big Godwin. It's all good. Colts won. Eagles didn't lose, but the Colts for sure won.
Man, God, won't you just go to a target range, a firing range, and learn to aim your points. Because damn it, everybody got it. Everybody. Oh, we're going to get Chris Godwin. Why? Tampa Bay got money, and they're the champions. They ain't letting rid of Chris Godwin. Oh, my God, I got to sit here and lead off a show and make something bigger than even the Colts or the Eagles think is big. Because guess what? First of all, let's talk about the Eagles won this trade. This ain't a big deal. I'm going to tell you why it ain't a big deal. You want to know why it ain't a big deal? Because they only gave up a third-round pick for that dude. Why couldn't somebody else bid up Carson Wentz? Why couldn't somebody else drive up the price? Why we can't leave the show with, like, a Matthew Stafford kind of trade? You know what I mean? First-rounders. This dude went for, as Neil Scarborough said, a free car wash and a bag of barbecue chips. That's what they had to give
I
up.
I had some barbecue chips yesterday.
Hey, fire. Always. Always. Black History Month. Okay, so here's the thing. Carson Wentz, the unknowns around him are so many layers and levels in terms of performance, in terms of leadership. Like, literally, the Eagles are looking at this situation like we had a problem with him in performance. Mm-hmm. And we had lackluster leadership from him. Oh, someone else is going to pay in part for our problems to go away? Bye-bye. Bye, Carson Wentz. Oh, you going to give me something in return? Oh, dog, I don't even need all that. Hey, that's why they didn't give that much.
Hey, you got to go there, big dog. Because when you bartering with somebody and they hit you with that,
hey, you good,
you
man.
You good. I don't even need all that.
You kind of feel like, are they getting me right now? Because they don't even trip. Here's the thing about this situation. The Eagles are like, not only did they pay to get our problem away from us, not only did they get him out of this building with that large, expensive contract to a large degree, but now our future is our present. We have Jalen Hurts. Now, I want to take you back to when they drafted Jalen Hurts. Carson Wentz the courtesy call, mm-hmm. the same call they didn't give Aaron Rodgers when they drafted Jordan Love, which is absurd. But they gave Carson Wentz the courtesy call to put him on notice. We're drafting at your position. Now, they didn't tell him all. They hung up the phone and then was like, we drafted at your position because we don't believe in you. Whether it's because of injuries, whether it's because, one, this team has performed better without you one time, mm-hmm. Nick Foles. We've come to realize they've performed twice without Carson Wentz and been inspired. But then more so than that, they knew the issues in the locker room. They knew that he wasn't an inspirer of men. They knew that Carson Wentz couldn't rally the troops and get him to the promised land.
Don't you dare talk about Carson Wentz like that, Marcellus Wiley.
All right, you know what? Look. Don't take my word for it.
I won't.
Look up in the dictionary, Wentz. Webster's Dictionary. Look it up right now. It says right here, give a slight involuntary grimace or shrinking movement of the body out of anticipation in pain or distress. Like, his name literally is that definition. There's a picture of it. Use it in a sentence, Marcellus. I will. Frank Reich winced at how disgusting his coach looked with Wentz at quarterback. They updated it already. It must be fast. Point being, dog.
What's your point?
My point is, the Eagles are sitting there like, God, our plan worked to perfection. We drafted at the position. We got our quarterback of the present and the future. And somebody took this damn contract away from us. How did the coach win this draft?
I don't know. Let me tell you why I don't know who is now going to be the starter for the Philadelphia Eagles, right? If you got rid of Wentz, then what do you have left? I'm an Eagles fan. I have watched or been in every game dating back, 7 or 8 years? Sal, you're now rolling out Jalen Hurts, who I love. Love him as a person. Love him as a player.
Come to shots.
College. No, I'm going to present statistical information. You all do with it what you will, because I trust your intelligence. Mm. Jalen Hurts, he was 1-3 as a starter. Now, you could say the Eagles were no good. I understand that.
Duh.
But you are what your record says you are. He was 1-3 as a starter. Jalen Hurts had the worst completion percentage in the league. I had to let y'all sit on that.
For what, 3.25 games?
Worst.
3.25 games?
Worst.
Oh, okay. You want to do that. You want
to
do that.
Jalen Hurts had a 3-2 touchdown interception ratio. I'm no mathematician. I didn't go to Columbia. But 3-2 means this. 30 touchdowns, 20 interceptions. 3-2 means 15 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. 3-2 isn't terrible, but it's definitely not great. Marcellus, the Eagles are now rolling into next season with Jalen Hurts as their starter and Nate Sudfeld as their backup. The same Nate Sudfeld who y'all ridiculed and said the Eagles were throwing the game just by playing him. That's who they're rolling out as their starter. Also, You always talk about comps. I don't live in Beverly Hills. I don't have Beverly Hills.
Adjacent.
I live in Beverly Hills. Adjacent. And so you talk about comps. Who are Jalen Hurts' comps? Who came in as a quarterback his year?
Oh,
Justin Herbert, offensive rookie of the year. Joe Burrow, phenom prior to getting hurt. Tua Tagovailoa was 5-2 or 6-2.
Top 10.
Sure. But sure. Nobody care about that after you had drafted.
Sure. We're
not still talking about where did you fall?
So why are you talking about the running back in college then?
Because what I am saying is this. Jalen Hurts was what? The fourth best rookie quarterback last year? The fourth best rookie quarterback. God. Rookie quarterbacks are already worse than veteran quarterbacks, but he was the fourth worst rookie quarterback. It's not to say Jalen Hurts can't develop. We've seen him develop at Alabama. We've seen him develop at Oklahoma. We've seen him become a Heisman finalist. But if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, 3 years removed from a Super Bowl, you're the Philadelphia Eagles, made the playoffs 3 of the last 4 years prior to this year. You're the Philadelphia Eagles. You're going into the season with a quarterback who started 4 games. And in those 4 games, it's not like he wowed you. Well, I am nervous.
Why are you nervous? Dak Prescott got drafted later than him in his rookie year. Didn't even know he was going to be a starter and won 13 games. What the hell are you talking about? Don't use no history and no precedent against me. Boy,
like
stop.
You don't like history or black history.
You know
what? Okay. You black?
Okay.
During Black History Month, and you don't like history.
Okay, let's go. And some little history of the black people.
Go there.
Have you ever watched Sanford and Son?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you have?
Of course.
Okay, good. You ever seen Carson?
He wanted to cause a heart attack.
Oh, Elizabeth was going to Georgia. Okay. You ever look in his junkyard? You ever see Carson Wentz jerseys all up in there? His equipment all up in there? His career all up in there? Lamont wouldn't even want to buy this junk right here. But I'm going to get you like this because you want to use statistical analysis. Has Carson Wentz regressed in completion percentage, passing yards per game, and passer rating each of the last 2 seasons? Yes, he has. Oh, then, you know, me, I did go to Columbia. So I start going, nerd, let me find out. Oh, my God, there are other comps that have done just that in history. I give you Eli Manning, 2011, 2013. Giants went 32-51 over the rest of his career. He never recovered. Oh, and I said, nah, don't use him. Carson Wentz ain't Eli already. He's too young.
Too young.
And then we said, oh, what about a younger version, Jeff Garcia, when he did it? And he never had another 8-win season. Oh, no, not on this Colts team. Come on. Oh, is he better than Phillip Rivers, the borderline Hall of Famer? I doubt that. We'll get to that in another block. Here's another thing that's keeping Carson Wentz. Only thing keeping Carson Wentz alive, let me be real, is his birth certificate. You saw the Titanic at the end. What was that, Jack? Oh, he just floating on his birth certificate. Damn, I'm young. I'm so glad I'm young because every metric I look at, including the salary, the Colts are going to have to get us due $15 million guaranteed, $22 million the next year, $20 million, and $21 million. And they still sitting there like with a question mark. Here's the most damning part. Let me be real. Let me stop.
Stop all that.
No, that was real, but let me be real chill with this. Here's the thing. Frank Wright knows he could put some of that magic dust on Carson Wentz because he did it once. He thinks, and at least in his ego, I could do it again. But if you think that so much of Carson Wentz, how come you got him for just a third rounder? How come the league-wide evaluation was so low of him? And even the one guy who believed the most in him was like, let's keep this close to the vest. Let's not push our chips in the middle because he's not worth it. You get what you pay for him.
See, Sal, you're making me question how you grew up. See, because your boy grew up in Dallas, Texas. Now, we started off broke, came into a little bit more money. Mom and dad work hard, blase, blah. Shout out to you, Sonny and Christy Yacho.
I love it.
Now, but Sal, you're making me question it because you don't know how to negotiate, sir.
I do.
You don't know about no niggas different. You can't walk into a mall and barter, right? Not in Beverly Hills, at least. Like, what they say it cost, that's what it costs. But Sal, when you go to these markets, right, these open-air markets.
We got swap meets out here. You ain't been to Slauson?
I'm not out here. Nah, I'm scared.
You scared.
But when you go to these markets in Nigeria, Sal, you know that's where I be at.
Yeah.
And you see something, and you see a painting.
Yeah.
Somebody worked hours on it, handcrafted, some just beautiful Nigerian hours, handcrafted, and I look at it and I know what it's worth.
You start scratching your neck like that?
I know what it's worth, Sal. But I know what I'm about to offer because I look around and ain't nobody else offering. So I'm going
Isn't that a sign?
It's not a sign.
Why?
Because I know the value of it.
Oh, you
but
do?
Other people don't necessarily.
Oh, the team that he just left didn't know the value? And 30 other teams didn't
Frank
know the value?
Frank Wright knows the value of Carson Wentz.
Hey.
So Frank Wright is like, you know what? I know what he's worth. But I'm not going to sit here and offer above what I have to offer.
I give you that
people
half
people trying
of
to
it.
Lowball you all the time, big dog. Yeah. I'm in negotiations right now on several things. You know, your boy trying to stack his bread up. Right. I didn't make much money in the NFL, so I'm trying to make it now. I'm in negotiations on a lot of things, getting lowballed. But I know the value.
Ooh.
So I'm not taking these little lowball offers. On the flip side, Frank Wright is like, oh, y'all ain't about to offer this gem? What they say, a diamond in the rough, big dog?
Yeah.
A diamond, Carson Wentz is. Not a blood diamond.
Well, died. Diamonds. He died in the rough. He is rough to look and watch when he performs. Some things are just too good to be true. I've been to the swap meet. I ain't scared. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about how I grew up. How I grew up is how I live, homie. It's through my veins, boy. And I'm not scared to still go back there. But I do know when I want something and nobody else there wants it. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm the one that hit the lick. I'm the first one in line. And then I get it and everybody looking at it like, oh, you did that? Okay. when they jaws lock up like that, when the rest of the league's jaws locked up looking at the coach for getting this dude
don't
for
do
a
that,
third
bro.
Rounder.
Don't do that.
Hey,
dog, Carson.
Y'all can have that. That's all that was. Coming up, more on Carson Wentz's move to Indy. The Colts won 11 games, but we're one and done in the playoffs. Uh-oh. Will Wentz actually make the Colts Super Bowl contenders? That's a question next on Speak for Yourself. Hey, Speak for Yourself listeners. I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com. Reimagined for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. So download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Welcome back to Speak for Yourself. We got to get right back to it in Philadelphia, where reportedly the Eagles have traded Carson Wentz to the Colts in exchange for a 2021 third-round pick and a conditional 2022 second-round pick. The former Pro Bowl quarterback reunites with his former OC. Hey, stop laughing at that. He was a Pro Bowl quarterback.
I use the same thing, but good Lord.
Okay. He reunites with his OC, Frank Wright. He's currently the Colts head coach. Colts finished with 11 wins, but were one and done in the playoffs. My dog, Carson Wentz, about to change that.
Oh, God.
Giving y'all my take. But Marcellus is, does Carson Wentz make the Colts Super Bowl contenders?
Hell no.
Fix your face.
Hell no. Hell no. This is so funny. This is laughable. Oh, my God. Oh, let me do my job because I'm up here giggling at all this, laughing how the coach is sitting there, you know, okay, we're going to give up just a little for him, but we got a lot in return. That's not how the market works. That's not how the world works, but whatever. Let me do my job. This is one reason why they're not Super Bowl contenders, because there are six other teams in the AFC alone that had the same record as the Colts last year, 11 wins or better. Hey, that looks like the 405. That looks like we ain't going nowhere, dog, for a long time. Kansas City, did they close the gap between them and Kansas City with getting Carson Wentz? Buffalo, stop playing. Baltimore, Tennessee, Cleveland, even though, you know, I have questions at the quarterback position, still a great roster. Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't know what they're going to be, but they still had 12 wins last year. Now let's talk about teams that we aren't even thinking about, but watch out. Did the Dolphins win 10 games with a rookie that was getting yanked back and forth and still won 10 games? They got a culture down there. Did the Patriots win 7 games and Bill Belichick like that? Ain't happening again because we have a lot of money and we lost 4 close games. And messing around and running back with Cam Newton, have some continuity and some weapons with that $80 million in cap space. Get crazy. What about the Chargers? My Chargers, LA Chargers. Did they win 7 games with a rookie? who won Offensive Rookie of the Year. And before you blink, he going to be the MVP of this league. That boy is special. And they lost 7 games by just 1 possession. And they won their last 4 games.
Chargers?
No, I'm just telling you what's the 4 or 5 looking like. You got to look over there in that lane, the slow lane, too. You know what I'm saying? You always over there in the fast lane carpool. Chill out. And the Raiders are doing something. I don't know what the hell that is. But the point is the AFC, bruh, murderer's row. So I gave you the path,
it's the
path of most resistance. You'd rather be in the NFC than the AFC.
That's fact.
Trust.
That's fair.
Now, here's my second part. If only they had a quarterback that they just received that was better than the one that just left. If only they did. But they don't, because I just went and did another one of my sample sizes. I said, you know what? Carson Wentz did have an amazing 2017. And he hit the ground running when he started in 2016. Let's look at his career, 2016 to present, and Phillip Rivers' old butt, and his career from 2016 to present. When people were saying Phillip Rivers was going down the hill while Carson Wentz was going up the hill. Let's just compare those two. Oh, my God, here's a line for you. Since Wentz has been in the league, Rivers has more starts because he's more durable and not sorry so he doesn't get benched, a better win percentage, higher completion percentage, thrown for more yards, has more touchdowns, higher quarterback rating, and he took fewer sacks. Now, here's the one thing I left it out on purpose. King of omission. Phillip Rivers threw more interceptions than Carson Wentz. That's to your point. Except Marcellus. Oh, my God. Who led the league in interceptions and turnovers last year despite only playing 12 games? 3/4 of a season, he led the league. Carson Wentz. Bruh, not only is the path in front of you more difficult, but also who you're going to ride with is not the proper tour guide. Sorry to say it, man. These dudes are not contenders.
Sale, the Colts are absolutely Super Bowl contenders with Carson Wentz.
Let's go.
If you are the king of omission, I am the prince of the truth. And I am here
to speak
truth. Not the prince I
can. You got your own money?
I hate you. I am the prince of the truth.
Okay.
Now, what does it take to be a Super Bowl contender? What does it take to be a Super Bowl winner? Gosh, if only you had a top 10 defense. That's a prerequisite to be a Super Bowl contender. Oh, guess what? Colts, top 10 defense. But what else does it take to be a Super Bowl contender? You need a stout running game. You need to be able to manage the game, especially if the climates get bad. Oh, wait, Jonathan Taylor, 1,100 yards, 10-plus rushing touchdowns, 5 yards per carry. Y'all throw it up. I'm going to just talk through it. Rookie running backs last 20 seasons, Saquon, Zeke, Adrian Peterson, Clinton Portis. As far as young backs, Jonathan Taylor's with the elite. Boom, they got a great running back. What else do you need?
Oh, I got you.
To be elite. Oh, it helps to have a great offensive line. Colts run blocking offensive line ranks 3rd. Pass blocking offensive line ranks 7th. What else do you need? You need leaders, Marcellus. Colts Pro Bowlers, they had 3 of them. One was 27, one was 25, one was 24. But let's talk about Darius Leonard, that Pro Bowler on defense.
He is a beast.
That middle linebacker.
Ooh.
I don't care about his play. I care about his mindset. What did he say in the offseason? He said this last week. He said, hey, free agents, if y'all think about coming to the Colts to play defense, just know we don't want you if you don't play hard. Run to the ball. Make plays or not willing to sacrifice yourself for your teammate to make a play. Don't care how big or little your name is. So not only do they have youth, not only do they have talent, they have leadership, they have heart, they have the nucleus of what made Carson Wentz great, which is Frank Wright. Colts, Super Bowl contenders with Carson Wentz.
That's it. What made Carson Wentz great? Did I hear that part?
Yeah, you heard it.
You ever do that? You're hearing the song, you're like, wait, rewind that. What'd he say? Play it backwards. It might be some like devil worship in there or something crazy, like something weird. Because I just swear I just heard you say great and Carson Wentz in the same sentence. Those were your vocals.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Interesting. Let's use Carson Wentz against Carson Wentz just so I can know what I'm getting. Because it's not what have you done, Carson Wentz.
It's what have you done for me lately.
Okay. What have you done for me lately? Shout out to Janet. Okay. Let's see if last year Carson Wentz had his best year or his worst year in terms of completion percentage. Last. Passing yards per game, last. Yards per attempt, last. Interceptions, passer rating, sacks, last. Compared to himself, he was the worst version of himself. So I know that Leonard didn't tweet that out to Carson Wentz. Matter of fact, he probably tried to not make sure that Carson Wentz saw that tweet, because he's not going to get anything back with Carson Wentz right now. You got to show me something different. But since you want to focus in on the defense, Let me focus in on his side of the ball. Because the first nine games, yeah, you can woof those tickets. Points per game was 19.7. But what happened the last seven games? Did you watch the Colts' defense the last part of the season when they started to give up more than 7 points a game than they did in the first nine? Uh-oh. Went from 19 to 26. Uh-oh. Went from 198 yards to 296. Uh-oh. We started to look around and say, what's going on? Now, you think it's going to get better. Oh, they started fast, but you know they kind of slowed down at the end. I don't know if it's going to get better. Look at all the issues and the hurdles and the flaws on this Colts roster. You brought up T.Y. Hilton. Like he ain't a free agent. Oh, okay. Be careful over there. You already talked about Costanzo. He retired. Marlon Mack, free agent. Trey Burton, free agent. Five defensive starters about to become free agents. Justin Houston. Damn, I do homework. Danico Autry. Damn, he may be gone. Anthony Walker, where you going? Xavier Rhodes, come on, big dog, stay. We got Carson Wentz. I know he's sorry, but still, stay. Oh, Malik Hooker. He out. The point of this is, they have to keep their own together, and even when they keep them together, they have to figure out, why do we have this yin and yang type of season, especially defensively?
Here's what you need to understand about Carson Wentz. Nothing else matters if Carson Wentz thrives like he can thrive with Frank Reich. When I say nothing else matters, all these other issues that you bring up, they pale in comparison to who Carson Wentz is. Marcellus Wiley, oftentimes we talk off air as I seek your advice. You're a happily married man. What's your wife's lovely name?
Anna Marie.
Anna Marie. You glow. He smiles. Ear to ear, my dog smiles whenever he mentions her name. Why? Because Marcellus, you've reminded me time and time again, you are a better version of yourself, Marcellus, when you have your life partner.
Heck yeah. Facts.
Better version of yourself.
Facts.
If I were to come out here and start reading your stats without Anna Marie, oh, they would probably pale in comparison to your stats with her. So stop reading Carson Wentz stats without Frank Wright. That's what you keep doing. You come up here, oh, his completion percentage the last 2 years, it's down. Oh my God, Carson Wentz, he's been struggling with that. It's because he don't have his life partner. Carson Wentz needs his Anna Marie, big dog. Because when Carson Wentz had his Anna Marie, his Frank Wright, what was he doing?
Yeah.
33 touchdowns, 7 picks. Did he lead the league in touchdown percentage? When Carson Wentz had his Anna Marie, his Frank Wright, what was he doing? 21 touchdowns, 7. I mean, when Carson Wentz had his partner, he had his best years. He's no different than you, Sal. I just need you to recognize it, big dog. Wake up!
Oh,
wake up, Sal.
You're pulling at my heartstrings. Boy, I'm going to tear up here. Boy, talk about my wife. My daughter got into Columbia. I'm about to cry. Then I'm going to wipe my tears and come at your ass. Boy, who the hell are you talking about? Look, they had 1 year together, right? Like, 1 year of greatness that you're talking about.
One year of greatness.
They had more years together, but 1 year of greatness. Hey, I love my wife. And I did look at her from the first time. I said, oh, this is going to be different. This is going to be special. But that wasn't the first time I said that. That wasn't the first time I thought that. I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I've been engaged a few times. I thought it. And if you going to make the conversion from super single to me, happily married, don't do it off of just one time, dog. Not just one date. You got to make sure that you are really seeing it properly. Frank Wright only saw it one time, big dog. I don't know if he's seeing this right. Coming up, we'll stay in the NFC East and talk some Cowboys. Hopefully, I'm still married. Dak Prescott got injured playing on a franchise tag, and it looks like the Cowboys are going to tag him again. We'll tell you if Dak should take less money to get a long-term deal, and that's next on Speak for Yourself.
Hey, Speak for Yourself listeners. It's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called The People's Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness, or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we can all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you. Now, back to Speak for Yourself.
Welcome back to Speak for Yourself. Dak Prescott might be the best quarterback in recent memory without a lucrative long-term contract. Dak got injured in week 5 while playing on the franchise tag this past season. And with the March 9th deadline looming, it seems likely that the Cowboys will franchise tag their starting quarterback for the second year in a row. So, Acho, should Dak take less money to get a deal done?
Dak, I am pleading with you, begging with you, for your sake, take less money to get this deal done, because it's one step backwards to take leaps and bounds forward. Mm. That is it. Think about Marcellus, the most famous Cowboys of the 2010s.
Okay.
Tony Romo, Jason Witten. What's Tony Romo doing now? Making $17 million a year post-career. Mm. Jason Witten, he decided to retire and instantly got thrust into a position where he was making multi-millions of dollars to do a job he was not qualified to do. Think about the famous Cowboys of the 2000s. Troy Aikman, Deion Sanders, Emmitt Smith. Troy Aikman, a lead color guy for Fox.
Right.
Emmitt Smith, he was thrust into a position again on air that he wasn't necessarily qualified to do, turned it down, no longer doing it. Deion Sanders, he turned down $3 million at an opportunity to go work for another opportunity and now coaching. Think about the most famous Cowboys in the 90s who I haven't yet uttered. Michael Irvin, what's he doing? Again, national football analyst making millions of dollars to still stay on TV and call a game of football. Mm. Dak Prescott, if you take less money now, it's one small step backwards to go bounds and leaps and bounds forwards. My first lap, I'm going to personalize it for you, Marcellus.
I like it.
We talked before, one of the wisest things you ever did was go to Columbia.
Yes.
On paper, looks incredibly stupid if you want to go to the NFL, I'll be real with you. You got offered to go to UCLA. UCLA in 93, the year before you go to college, Rose Bowl champs. Can go to UCLA, and it's much more likely you go to the NFL. However, you made a wise decision. Mm. I'm not going to think about the short-sighted future. I'm going to think big picture. I'm not going to look through the keyhole. I'm going to open up the door. So not only did you win in the National Football League, but now you're winning in your post-career. Dak Prescott, it's short-sighted looking through the keyhole to say, let me get $2 to $5 more million per year in negotiating with another team, or just stay with the Cowboys, take a little bit less now to go leaps and bounds forward in the future. Take less money, Dak, to stay with the Cowboys.
Woo! Boy, you keep using me against me. You're going to win every argument on this show, and you're going to get all that money. Why didn't you mention me when you talk about Cowboy greats that turned into, you know, great on TV? Oh, I wasn't great for the Cowboy. Not great on TV. Which one? Both? Okay, whatever. Anyway, hell nah, Dak ain't taking less money. Boy, I'm a capitalist at heart, mind, movement. Everything about me is like, yo, I'm trying to get this because I come from nothing. So, Dak Prescott, I don't know your origins, but I do know that you can do both. I chose try to give me one or the other, keyhole and door.
You liked it, though.
Oh, I loved it. I also love this. You ever seen the movie Colors? Damn, dog. It's Black History Month. You ain't seen New Jack City. Ain't seen Colors. Let me just throw you
parents, we weren't watching movies in the house growing up, bro.
Definitely.
Church Wednesday, church Sunday, man, church Monday. I didn't watch no movies.
Damn, you left 4 days out. You could have watched Colors. Anyway, all I'm saying is there was a scene in Colors, and Colors is a very explicit movie. And it was a youngster, and you sound like me and you. The youngster looks at the old cop, he's like, hey, man, let's run down and go get one of those guys. And then the old man, me, looks at, nah, let's walk down and get them all. Ooh, Dad, take your time. Get it all. You trying to say, well, don't miss out on this opportunity because, you know, that's short-sighted. We got the long view in this situation. It's this simple. I remind everyone, since 2016, who has made the most money in the NFL? Anybody? Anybody? Kirk Cousins. I wish he was my family. Damn it, cousin. Because Kirk Cousins is eating out here. And is Kirk Cousins top five as a quarterback? Stop. Top 10, you got to arm wrestle for that. No, but he's number one in the money category. When it's time to retire, he's going to take the most with him. So it's funny, Dak Prescott is on the same path. Even Kirk Cousins has relayed this message to Dak. The franchise tag can be your best friend. Remember that, Dak Prescott. So we're not playing with scared money around here like Acho wants you to do. I'm going to say this. When I look at the top salaries in 2021, I see guys that Dak Prescott, he compares to, if not trumps, in terms of talent and performance. Let's start at the top. Is he better than Patrick Mahomes in this $45 million? Hell no. Let me keep going. Okay, Deshaun Watson. The whole car. You ever do that in the car? You're like, yo, seatbelt choking you. Deshaun Watson, 2 playoff appearances, 1 playoff win, Deshaun Watson. Damn, does Dak have that? Yeah, Dak does. Oh, Deshaun Watson, a 29-27 record versus Dak, who has a 42-27 record. Oh, I win more than this dude, and in the playoffs, we the same dude. Oh, Dak Prescott. But I continue. Russell Wilson, shut up. You ain't got him. Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, right now, the same Ben Roethlisberger Pittsburgh doesn't want. Yeah, Dak got that dude, too. Aaron Rodgers, keep going. Okay, Jared Goff. Hey, Acho, I don't know when you're going to sell your Beverly Hills adjacent sewage drained home. But when you do, call me first, because I'm going to make sure we check the whole neighborhood. Make sure you're not getting got, because you right now trying to tell Dak how to get got.
Sal, it's like that story you hear. So you're standing on your stairwell, and on your stairwell, you hear your mom saying, hey, son, can you come upstairs? And you take that first step up, and you hear a voice from downstairs saying, don't listen to her. It's me down here. What's your move? That's where Dak Prescott is right now.
Ooh, who down because, there, though?
You don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if you're telling the truth or I'm telling the truth. Ooh. I think I'm telling the truth because I love your example. Kirk Cousins, franchise tag, highest paid right now. He's not top five. We can agree. Yes. But let me do you one better, if I may. Brock Osweiler, Peyton Manning, the year the Broncos win the Super Bowl. Brock Osweiler goes 5-2. At the end of going 5-2, the Broncos offer Brock Osweiler 3 years up to $45 million a year. That's $15 million per year. But what does Brock Osweiler do? He turns down that deal to go to the Houston Texans to get $18 million a year, $3 million more dollars per year. Only problem is this. New coach, new city, new organization, not the team that drafted him. They are not as in love with him. He doesn't know them as well. They don't know him as well. Mm. What happens?
Brock well, he was sorry.
Compare Brock Osweiler's talent level to Dak's talent level.
There you go.
Not what I'm doing. But the parallel is this. Brock Osweiler, you were 5-2 on a Super Bowl championship team.
Mm.
You chased $3 more million annually, and you eventually chased yourself out the league. Instead, you could have stayed in Denver. Maybe I'll go back to the Super Bowl. Maybe you'll go back to the playoffs. We all know Peyton Manning wasn't the reason they won the Super Bowl that year. Go back and rewatch that season. At least look up the stats before you even dare utter that he was. So, Brock Osweiler, could you not have made that money back in a playoff appearance and royalties off that? I watched the Australian Open last night. Naomi Osaka.
Damn, Serena.
I know. I was hurt.
Naomi
Osaka, I saw highest paid athlete all of last year, $37 million.
I didn't know
$34 million dollars in endorsements.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott. If you play your cards right, you can make as much money probably in this day and age in endorsements being a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, even after you retire, as you can for the Dallas Cowboys. Come on, Stel. You know I'm giving them good advice.
No, you're not, because you scared money. We've already talked off mic before. You scared money. Me, I'm like, yeah, go get them and hit them. And I keep hitting them. Here's the thing. You can do both, man. You can get the high salary and the high endorsement number. I don't want to rob one to get the other. You look at that situation. I'm looking at it. Highest paid player in all the major sports is in what sport? Football. Patrick Mahomes. He makes more than the highest paid NBA player now. Like, football's a whole different animal. All right, Acho, you want to give me comps? I want
to
give you comps.
Talk to me.
Pick a team right now. Look at the screen right here. I want everyone in America to pick a team right now. We're going to go with some comps. There are going to be some numbers up there. The left side, 32, 488, 381. You see all the numbers. On the right side, it's all less. We know it's worse. You want to be Team A or Team B, Acho? Oh, really? You, the cat got your tongue? You know why? Let's see who these teams are and these players are. It's the same dude, but it ain't the same team. If Dak Prescott's with you, you're Team A. And if Dak Prescott's not with you, it's Team B. Jerry Jones, let me talk to you, big dog. I know I robbed you before, so... make amends right now.
No,
never. All I know is you letting your pride get into this negotiation. You had a deal with his former agent, and that didn't work out because he moved on to Todd France, CAA, big time. I get it, Jerry, but remove the pride, remove the ego, and sign your franchise quarterback. Coming up, Carson Wentz's last season as an Eagle was a mess. I mean, a mess. We'll tell you who's to blame for Wentz's downfall in Philly. That's next, right here on Speak for Yourself. Shout out to Heller for that blind full screen resume.
Welcome back to Speak for Yourself. Let's return to the breaking news, in case you missed it, out of Philly, where the Eagles have reportedly traded Carson Wentz to the Colts in exchange for a third-round pick and a conditional 2022 second-round pick. Wentz was a Pro Bowler. I repeat, a Pro Bowler in 2017, but he is coming off his worst season in the year.
What did you say? I didn't hear you. Say it again.
He's coming off his worst season in the league and was best for Jalen Hurts in the Eagles' final four games of the season, Marcella.
Okay.
So, Wiley, who's at fault for Carson Wentz's downfall in Philly, big dog?
The guy right between us. Oh, hey, Carson, how you doing? Buy me a shot.
He's looking at you.
He better look at me. I'll look it back. Bum. I ain't scared of these dudes. I ain't scared of none of them. Here's the thing. You questioned me, and it really hit me.
I have this layer of protection. You know, I grew up in an adverse environment. So I got to be tougher than I really feel. But you hit me in the A block, I think.
What did
I say? You said, I question how you were raised, Marcellus. Okay, well, let me answer that question for you, Emmanuel Acho. You know what I was raised to be? Greater than my greatest excuse. Ooh, Acho, hit you with a Wileyism. Boy, I'm so glad when I saw adversity, and I saw it a lot growing up. I ain't blame Compton. I ain't blame South Central. I ain't blame the organization. I ain't blame the Philadelphia Eagles for any of my issues if I'm Carson Wentz. Now, I look in the mirror, and I stand square. Take all the makeup off. You know I got something on right now. Take it off, look there, and say, it's on you. If it is to be, it is up to me. So I don't have that victim mentality, so I'm not a victim. Boy, if I hear somebody say, you can blame this organization, look at me trying to cut your legs from under you, I'm going to laugh. No wonder this dude crumbles under adversity, because he's blaming others. You got to look at yourself. It's on you, Carson Wentz. Woo! I got to give you something in terms of how he affected the team. It's not just about Carson Wentz. It's about how he made others look bad. Ask Miles Sanders about Carson Wentz, how he think about him for real. You got to, you know, get on his group text to get the truth, not on Twitter. What about Dallas Goedert? How do you feel about him right now? What about the defense and all them damn turnovers putting us in horrible positions? And then what about the offensive line that everybody's looking at like, y'all sorry. Y'all sorry. Why? Because Carson Wentz got sacked 50 times. Hey, wait a minute. Did Pro Football Focus rank the offensive line in pass blocking 16th? 16th? And y'all going to go out there with the perception and put a stigma on this offensive line? Boy, the collateral damage is huge, but it all comes down to one guy standing in the mirror, Carson Wentz.
No, sir.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who is at fault? We don't have to say the mirage of the Eagles organization. We can say general manager Howie Roseman, who is a friend of mine, but I'm going to put him at the blame.
Ooh, this
Why, Sal?
This real.
Because what did Howie Roseman say after drafting quarterback Jalen Hurts in the second round? For better or worse, we're quarterback developers. Howie Roseman said, we want to be a quarterback factory. Now, Marcellus, imagine this. Imagine you, Marcellus, saying, yeah, I want to be a wife factory. Imagine your spouse saying to me, saying, yeah, I'm trying to be a husband factory. Imagine me saying, I want to be a co-host factory. That's ignorant.
It is.
It's dumb. You have one. You're committed to one. And let that one thrive and succeed. So I first blame Howie Roseman. Okay. Why you draft a quarterback in the second round when you had just paid Carson Wentz $130 million? Now, not only do you do that and you have a bunch of animosity and ambiguity around the quarterback position, but then in the middle of the season, when he's had one bad season, not even a whole bad season, just one bad season, you yank him, middle of the season, and you put in Jalen Hurts, but you don't really get much different a result. Carson Wentz was 3-8-1. Jalen Hurts was 1-3. Don't worry, you can cough this through, and I'm going to cough up a full screen.
Oh, he got something.
Different quarterback, same result.
Okay.
Look at the passer ratings. Carson Wentz, his passer rating was a little bit lower. Jalen Hurts won that. But then look at completion percentage. Completion percentage, Jalen Hurts, worst in the league. Significantly worse than even Carson Wentz. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to give you all the unfiltered statistics.
I like.
Touchdown percentage, Jalen Hurts, slightly higher. Sack percentage, Carson Wentz had the worst sack percentage in the league. Jalen Hurts was 8% to Carson Wentz's 10. Jalen Hurts would have taken the fifth most sacks in the NFL by percentage. Mm. Above Russell Wilson, who we've all said, oh, my God, protect Russ, protect Russ. So, Sal, you can blame Carson Wentz if you want to.
Oh, I will.
But if you were to utter you're trying to be a wife factory, guess what? I'd probably blame you, too, if y'all ever got divorced.
Mm. But you know me. I keep it 100. I was a fiance factory. Buddy. You can keep the ring, too. It's all good. I'm sorry it didn't work out. So I ain't mad at Howie. You just lost a friend in Howie, because I'm not even mad at Howie. Howie told the truth. Hey, I'm going to be a quarterback factory. But if you ever been to a factory, the first thing before they even start production is clean the assembly line. And guess what they said at the 12 games? Clean the assembly line. Get this dust out of here, Dusty Carson Wentz. Sorry, bro. But that performance, you got to go. Jalen Hurts, go in there. You said there was some more rushing yards with Jalen Hurts under center. And that was just for 3-plus games. Watch out.
Do you really let them keep the ring? I've always wondered.
Yeah, I did.
That.
Oh, yeah.
What about
yeah.
how much it costs?
Man, come on. It's a bank in the sky. I'm going to get it back somehow, somewhere. Coming up, have no fear. Uncle Jimmy is here to say something crazy. I'll tell you, cheap as hell. All in your ear. That rhyme right there. That's next. Speak for yourself. Before we go, it's time for the Uncle Jimmy portion of the show. Heard you have some thoughts on the coach side of this Carson Wentz trade, but please don't get us fired again.
Hey, man. Colt fans need to be ashamed of their damn self. Mm. Colt fans sign up for Tinder, get one like, and they ready to get married. Hey, man, I did not realize how bad things was until our very own Darnell Smith called me this morning crying like a schoolgirl. Talking about, Jim, we got a quarterback. I'm like, oh, damn, y'all got Deshaun Watson? No, man. I'm like, Sierra got Russell Wilson, ran out of Seattle? No, man. I'm like, damn, y'all got Cam Newton? No, man. We got Carson Wentz. You screaming like that because y'all got Carson Wentz? Hey, man, y'all acting like y'all just got indoor plumbing. Y'all acting like y'all ain't never seen color TV before. Hey, man, y'all need to look at things around your feet. They're called shoes. What the hell's wrong with y'all's crazy ass in Indianapolis?
Oh, you killed that one, man. That's it for us. Y'all better have color TV. She Believe Cup between Brazil and Argentina next.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.